6:06. Debbie, we called the meeting to order at 6:06. First of all, can we do some introductions? Because I see new faces. My name is Beth. I'm the chairperson this year.
When do we elect chair people?
Today.
Great. My name is Lori Christopher, and I'm the, what am I, vice chair?
You are the, no, Kim's.
No, I'm co-chair.
Oh.
Co-chair. Maybe you're.
But you can have it. She
no,
said,
wait. No. Y'all are co-chairs and I'm the vice?
No.
Oh, what?
No.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Kim. I'm chair and Kim is vice chair.
Thanks. Perfect.
Okay. And then Felicia?
I'm Felicia.
Hi.
Hi.
And you're one of our new community volunteer members.
I am.
And you're an Elizabeth, art person? You're one of our new counselors, right?
I am.
Hi. And nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So why did you want this committee, or did you have no choice?
I got a call on Sunday before I was sworn in and was assigned the committee, but I like it, so I'm good.
You'll like it. You'll
you
like
will.
It.
It's a good meeting.
It looked like it would be
committee.
The most fun one.
And why did you want to be on this committee?
Because I like art.
I'm not an artist, but I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
And Felicia is also in our buildable lands inventory.
Yeah.
Oh, you're jumping right in.
What is that whole long thing?
I'm using the other side of my brain tonight.
Really? Technical.
Very technical.
I needed those committees. I always gave those away.
What's the other committee?
Buildable lands inventory.
Oh.
And housing needs analysis.
Oh, for God's sake.
He talked about that.
Did you name it that? Sounds like something you'd do. That's a state name? Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, and then go ahead and introduce yourself, Kim.
Oh, and I'm Kim Steen.
I'm Sydney Snap, the youth liaison.
And your things are bad. Well, that's right. Maritza's not here. We can take that down. Thank you.
We always get a double.
Yeah, Sydney has a shadow. Yeah. This is Ann Ferris. She's our youth counselor.
Hello.
She attends our council meetings.
Yeah, and these two are dino.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks to Sydney. She texted me today and said, do we have a meeting tonight? I said, no, I don't think so. I'll ask Deb. Yes, we do.
are you an artist?
Me?
Yes.
No.
She likes art.
I like art.
You know what? Everybody's an artist in
some way or another.
Some way or another.
Or somewhere. Okay.
Okay, so election of chair and vice chair. So Lori was chair for a couple years, and I've been chair for a couple years, and I'd be more than happy for someone else to take the reins.
So I would nominate Beth Melody for 2019 and
Kim
for 2019.
Unless somebody else would like basically
for continuity because we have new people. I move to close nominations. Well, I move a motion that we elect Beth and Kim. You need a second.
You're stuck. I second it.
Yeah, you can.
She told me that ahead of time.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. See, I don't even know how to do the job. Why would you know? It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oppose, nay.
Okay. I really will. Beth is needing some help. We're trying to determine who has the least amount of stress in their lives. And if my foster kid goes back to his auntie, then I'll step up. And we can do that midstream, couldn't we? She could resign. And
yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'll help her out. No.
Okay, so
I know the rules.
So, Lori, does that mean because in June your term expires, that means you're going to re-up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, yeah, she started the story poll thing. She is seeing it through.
That's absolutely true. And then I have the cow, circle to do.
Right. Okay,
yeah, if I could just get my kid back home, so then life will be good.
Okay, so then we need to approve the November 2018 minutes for those who were here.
Was I here?
Yeah, there's only...
I think I was. I know I've been really good. I move to approve the minutes.
I second the most.
Okay, I have a question. Because there's only really three of us who were there for that meeting.
As long as it's a majority of the people that are in attendance that are voting on it, it's fine.
Okay.
Is it a majority if it was just the three of us?
Yes, the three. It's your
five. Okay.
You're still a majority of
the ones who attended.
That attended that meeting.
Uh-huh.
But everybody can vote?
Well, no, they'll abstain.
They'll abstain. That's what I was
getting at. Okay. So, So you motioned to
approve the minutes.
Approve, and then Kim, would you like to second?
I seconded it.
Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay.
Abstentions. Mm-hmm. And you've got the abstentions noted. Okay, great.
God, appearance of interested citizens appears we do not have any today. Our gallery display schedule, February and March, Joel Nickel, and this is the wonderful artwork that he has sent in. It's he does have some oil paintings, as well as some jewelry, cloisonné, is that what you called it? It's an enamel on silver, on wood, all kinds of different things here. I looked at all of it, and I thought it all looked nice. I didn't see anything controversial about it.
What's this, Deb? Is this oil, or do you know?
I don't know.
What is it called?
I'm not an artist.
Oh.
Actually, if these are the canvases, yes, they are oil.
What is cloisonné?
Cloisonné.
Cloisonné.
It's an inlay over.
What it is you take metal, and you melt. It's melted colored glass.
The enamel?
Oh,
okay.
It's done originally, I think it originally
came from China.
Oh,
okay.
I move to approve Joel Nickel for display in February and March.
Can I second?
Yeah.
Okay, I second.
Questions or comments? It's been moved and
anybody?
Seconded.
Anybody? I'm good. Okay.
Call for the question. Sorry. Too helpful.
Would you like to be chair?
Too helpful.
I might want to take a bit of a minute for our new members. What we are required to do, because there are such sensitivity around censorship and evaluating art, etc., we have some basic standards because the community center is also used and leased by a church, etc. So we have some standards. There can't be any nudes. There can't be any controversial subjects of hate or anything.
Naked bowlers.
And so, anyway, it is this group's task to review the images that are going to be displayed, and it is required that before they can be displayed, this group has to approve them. So that's what's happening here.
We're right protecting now. You, Elizabeth.
Yes.
The City Council, we're insulation.
I appreciate that.
So, yes. So, we just want to make sure that there isn't anything that could be questionable. Whatnot. Okay, so I seconded.
Yes.
Okay. So all those in favor of accepting Joel Nickel's artwork for February and March, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Thank you. Okay, and then in April and May, we will have SCEF.
What is SCEF?
Salem Kaiser Education Foundation?
Yep.
Yes. Salem Kaiser Education Foundation. This is going to be their third year. Displaying this spring.
And so it's every school.
I think it's fourth.
Fourth.
Yeah. It's every school in Salem Kaiser School District, and they fill it, and it's fab.
It's cute. Really? All ages. and luckily for us, whoever heads that, which it's not Karina anymore, right?
No. Mm-mm.
Who is it?
Somebody else.
I think it is.
Is Karina gone?
I think so.
She took she took a job somewhere else.
I saw. What?
I think she's gone.
Yeah, she stepped down.
But I can't remember her name. Starts with a V. Is it Valerie?
Vicky, Valerie, Bonnie,
Victoria.
Okay.
Who has worked on it ever since.
With her.
With her.
Yeah, what's her name? I know who you mean. Okay.
Just a fun person, very vibrant.
Great.
Fortunately for us, because there are like literally hundreds of submissions, the person in charge of putting it all together, they vet it through it for us.
Okay.
Because it would just be too much.
You only have to worry
much.
About the high schoolers.
Now,
flipping a nude here
and there. I believe that Nate probably does a walkthrough, or you're there when they're hanging a lot of it.
He
so
has to do the walkthrough.
We've given him kind of the okay to say, this might be questionable. And so we're not going to get a packet that's a ream of paper next meeting looking at all of the artwork. They do that, and it's a school district thing, so.
And honestly, and they don't even know what's being submitted until
but they see
before.
It before it goes up on the
but
wall.
But we've never
and
had a problem. Would,
we've never had a problem.
It's all very wonderful.
And I think the teachers, jury it as well before they come, so they're not going to send anything controversial.
Yeah, because I believe we're handing in artwork
this week and next week to our teachers, actually. So,
oh, nice.
Awesome.
As far as that goes.
Yeah. We're going to look for your work.
Yes. We sure are, Sydney.
So, yeah,
okay, so that one we don't have to approve. It's just acknowledgement that it's next.
Right.
That's great. Okay.
And then we have a spot open in June and July, and I did remember seeing from the minutes last meeting that Maritza was going to maybe try to see about some like Latin, you know, community member art, but I don't know if she's followed up with that. I haven't heard
Deb,
anything.
Hey, Deb, could you send her, when you
I'm
send her...
I'm just making a note to do
oh,
that.
Oh, good. we're wanting some Latino art.
And then let's see here. And then we have our Kaiser Cultural History Pole Project, and I'm going to hand it over to Lori at this point.
So I wrote the letter. I wrote the letter to the...
saw that.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Extension for our grant, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And so I haven't heard anything, have y'all?
No.
Okay, so I think no news is good.
We wouldn't.
Yeah.
No,
it's not oh, not, that's right, you wouldn't.
We're not the
so we haven't heard anything either. So what happened is the Oregon Community Foundation award is $5,000, and you have a period of time where you're able to spend that $5,000, and we did not make our timeline. And the reason we didn't is because we really want a local artist, and we've had some difficulty because, believe it or not, it's not the easiest thing for an artist to apply for a big project like this with a governmental agency, believe it or not. And so we've had some difficulties. I went out and met with one of our local artists who is interested in doing it for us and interested in participating.
Can you tell her exactly what the project is? Because I'm not sure Alicia even is aware of what the story
is. Okay,
pole.
So in
have
front of our building are two big dead trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And those trees are going to be carved into images that that express the community. And so we had 4 or 5 community meetings. Everybody said, gosh, I think you have this, I think you have that. So we've got lots of images that could be given. And so then we sent that out in an RFP, and we asked folks, and we could split it up. So we have $10,000 to spend. We have $10,000 right now. So we can split it up and do, we think the whole project's going to cost $20,000. But we can split it up and do a pole at a time, and but we really would like a local artist. So we had 3 submissions?
2. Well, one.
You only had one.
We had one and a weird
that
one.
That mock-up.
Who I've called 3 times and he never called me back. But it was November. It was November. So it could have been holidays. I don't mind following up with him again. I know artists. I know how they are. They're random. And so I will follow up with him again. But I met with the gentleman that is in Salem. And he does fabulous work, and he does big commercial work. He'd really be good for us. And so I had to get the grant extended first, and now we can start to work with him. They can't do the work anyway till the summer, until it's warm anyway. So we can start working with him to follow up.
So there's some complications for the one bid that we actually had that submitted. Basically said, well, those trees just need to be cut down. We would build a footing, and there would be a cedar log that would be carved and installed, basically. So it really wasn't the project that we had envisioned. there was a lot of concerns and issues that surfaced during the process. One of them was the previous RFP had said they're responsible to maintain it.
That was the big one.
And
an artist doesn't want to maintain it for the rest of our life. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And so there were some issues that basically we heard from at least a couple that said, I can't involve myself in that kind of project. So we have revised the RFP.
Oh, this is the revision.
Is this Shannon approved?
This is Shannon approved.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited.
So,
I thought this was a...
No.
Oh.
And so in it, there are some differences. One of them is we say that you have to tell us what you can accomplish for $10,000.
Right.
And we didn't name a price in the last one.
Okay.
We also basically say it has to be, they have to maintain it for a period of a year, just in case something shows up in the workmanship, the sealant that they use or whatever.
Well, I think that's fair.
Okay.
It seems reasonable to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just some other wordsmithing things that... So this, I think, addresses all the issues that we identified in our last meeting.
Okay.
And...
I'll read it tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
so when's it going out?
Well, I think... I didn't set a date. I just... This is hot off the press, so I haven't actually set a calendar with the legal division. But it can be soon. I mean, I think there's...
So here's my worry. So we're meeting... When are we meeting again?
March.
I don't want to do that. That's too late.
For...
So, for putting this proposal out.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So,
I think,
but I'm saying, could I make a motion that says we approve for you to reopen the RFP February 1, pending any concerns voiced by the committee by next Monday, a week?
Yeah, so basically we just need to
read through this. Can I make a motion that way?
I think you could. I would ask, though, that you not say February 1, because I have no control over...
Mm-hmm. Over who? I want his feet held to the fire.
No, I know, but we
You're
don't.
You're the one holding him.
I could be.
I think as
Can
soon as
February
is physically
1st,
possible
or?
Would
what?
Be. I just as soon as possible.
No.
I agree with Lori.
No, Lori. I'm not saying that. Okay, I'm moving a motion. Let him call me if he's got a problem with it. I would move a motion that says we authorize Nate to reopen the RFP for the culture history polls by no later than...
The city, not Nate. I don't...
The city. Okay. By no later than February 15th. There you go. I gave you two.
Perfect.
Pending any feedback from the commission by no later than January 21st, next Monday. So everybody's got to read this, and if you've got any problems, when you send your concerns to Nate, copy all of us. So let's iron them out so that he's ready to go. So we should have him ready to go by February 1.
Well, why don't we say by Friday?
By this Friday?
21st is a holiday.
Okay. It's only going to take 10 minutes to read through something like this. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the motion. We authorize the city to reopen the RFP process by no later than February 15th. Pending any concerns or changes by the commission by no later than January 21st.
Okay.
Okay. Second. Winnie.
January 21st is Monday, though.
I'm sorry. January, what's Friday?
19th.
18th.
January 18th.
Yeah.
Okay. I will second that.
Okay.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay.
There you
All
go.
All right.
Okay. That's good news.
So, okay.
That's a major step.
That's a major step.
Just so you know.
I'm learning from DHS. No, we're not going 6 months. We're going 2 months. Okay.
Okay, do we have anything else to share on the history poll? Okay.
I do.
Okay.
So I actually got Dan to get a ladder out there, and I climbed up that ladder to look at the condition of the wood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is becoming a time-sensitive issue. The tops of the poles are deteriorating. And
well, he thought they'd have to come down
cut off a foot, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the poles mm-hmm. is underneath the bark is deteriorating. So it is a timely issue.
Well,
so.
Yeah, we got to execute this summer.
So we might need to have a backup plan.
No, I'm saying, well, the backup plan is they will probably come down.
Yeah.
They got it at that point.
Yeah. So that's, I'm just saying.
But I'm saying, like, as far as a backup plan, then we have them carve them out of cedar and we mount them.
We could, but.
That's different, though.
We if we can't different. Use.
That those. Creates yeah. all kinds of problems.
Right.
Let's just move forward with this RFP.
Right.
And let's see if we can execute this.
I would think
summer.
That the artists, if we choose them, they would come out and they would inspect it, maybe even have to peel off some of the bark to see underneath.
Maybe. I kind of augured in, but
yeah,
it is. I mean, it is a time sensitive. We are in the backup plan right now.
Right.
So I don't think we're going to have the option for a third backup plan.
Okay, that's all I agree.
Did you two go out and do a little field trip out there to, was it on Plymouth or?
Yeah, I did.
On Plymouth.
And talked extensively with him.
What street is that?
Block.
The one on Port, the guy that you went to?
Yeah, what's the name of the street?
Were you here last week, weren't you?
Yeah,
I could drive you there.
Meeting?
No, yes, I spent an hour and a half with him and went completely through his house and had a glass of wine.
Oh, no.
Where's it at?
I can't remember the street.
He didn't it's make by, arrangements to go back out there.
The,
okay, but you've been out there. You have not been out
there. It's Blossom.
I have not been
Blossom. Blossom. Blossom.
Are you thinking of Blossom?
Yeah.
It's like by Apple Blossom. You were close.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay, so then review of our holiday card contest participation. That went so well. I did go and announce the winner at the tree lighting ceremony, which was awesome. Danielle was very...
I was there. I froze my butt off for an hour.
Lori was there. Kim was there. Amy was there. And myself. And we presented the certificate to her and her gift card. And I think David Dolly even interviewed her and put her on his Kaiser Strong thing.
Because it would be nice to have.
And then she was also in a photo of the layout that they did of the tree lighting thing that was in that Kaiser Monthly that goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was awesome. And I think that we just need to continue doing it.
Deb, we need you to tick that.
I've got it already.
For like August.
August. We need
it's gotta
to start
be August,
talking about it in August.
You got to bring it to our...
I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure I have the agenda already made for August, and it includes that.
Great.
I think that she added that last meeting, yeah. And really, it's not a lot of work from mm-hmm. here on out. We just kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
so,
know,
I mean, for
once
scrambling.
I get the art, it's super... It's pretty fast to go and get the cards and get them ordered and whatnot.
And doing that at the tree lighting is perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect to do it at the tree lighting, yeah.
So the challenge, though, is going to get artists to
we
submit.
We need to get more than two submissions. And I think that Sydney's really going to be able to help us out more with that.
Hopefully,
I
yeah.
know that your
yeah.
your friend, she was the one who won, right?
Yeah.
Sophia Zielinski was her friend.
Such a cute friend.
But I know that there's be tons more students through McNary.
And
but
I
you know what?
I'm so, planned so, on it, and they were like, oh,
I just don't yeah, think yeah, we yeah. can
well,
do
well,
it.
And we didn't give them a lot of time to
if
think
we,
about it.
If we're made aware of it in August, that means we can start promoting it in the schools in September when everybody goes back to school. That's the key.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah,
so,
that's the key.
So I think that we're in a better position this year.
So other than that, I think it went really well. I think that budget-wise, it was still pretty
fine,
even with the $100 gift card. I mean, I think I paid maybe $20 more for the cards, but it's just like I go to Snapfish, I find the cheapest ones, and then I usually find a coupon online. So I get them pretty.
It looked great, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know if there was tons left over or not.
Well, I didn't see. I leave the leftover ones in the council.
Okay.
There might have been about 20.
Okay, so it might. I think
I'll tell you what. I think that's a winner because you know what we do. We send them to all the volunteers in the city.
Yeah.
So it's just another touch of hey, thanks for your service. Here's from everybody. That's a winner.
And it really
just get
gets people aware of KPAC when we do the announcement at the tree lighting because there are tons of people there.
Yeah, there are.
So, great. Awesome.
The only parallel issue is we need to make sure we pay attention to the budget process, and we need that authorization again. We have to do that every year.
And when is it that we have to do that by?
March.
Yeah.
March. So at our next meeting.
We need to write something out.
At your next meeting.
There is a...
The form?
Well, Tim, usually, he has a form.
Yeah, I will talk to him. Okay. Now, last year, I think we got him to include it in the regularly...
That's what I was going to say. It's the current service level budget.
We just have to pay attention. That's all I'm saying. So
are you paying attention?
I will pay attention.
Thank you. Okay.
I mean, we really haven't had... We haven't had any expenses since...
We're not expensive.
It's been a year since we bought materials for those community meetings.
You had an expensive year. The mural was an expensive year.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying this last year we didn't spend.
No,
spent anything.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, student and emerging artist displays. And I think Sydney got a few people to...
Yeah.
To,
I love that picture.
Okay, so
is Valani
first of all,
one of yours?
No, I did not know who
that's
that was.
That's the artist. Yeah. That was the photographer,
that's
wasn't it?
That's the photographer that contacted Nate.
Okay. That is not a photography.
No, that one isn't. That's from...
Phone's mine. Flip it over.
That's yours? Yeah. That's your personal one? Or your artist?
That's her. My piece right there.
This is your piece? Lori, I love this piece.
If she submitted stuff. I'm trying to find the rest of her stuff. This one's hers.
That page.
This is you?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they're my favorite.
So
that is Katana
we
Hamilton.
Do,
okay. Yeah, that one's me.
That's you.
Okay, so let's start with. I'm trying to get all of this straight here.
Taurus,
Sydney.
This one. Now, who was this one again?
That's Katrina.
I'm trying to find
Katana. Katana.
Right. It was in the email, her little letter, but I don't know where it is in here.
It's the first page. Yeah, Katana's. It should be. I mean, I know I printed two to a page.
Well, Lori deconstructed this whole thing.
Right after Joel Nickel.
Sydney, is this you too?
Yes.
Sydney, I love your stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'm not finding it in here.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Yes, please do, because I can't find it in this package.
It's in the big package, and it's like next to the
price. Yeah, she deconstructed this whole thing. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, there it is. Okay. So Katana Hamilton. Mm-hmm. She submitted three pieces. She's been an artist for 4 years. She just set up a website, and she's has a Facebook going for about a year now. She's a senior at McNary and takes his almost every class of art class at her school. Three pieces. The first is a 11x14 canvas, and it's called Girls and Flowers, right
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's watercolor. And it's called Daughter Nature. I'm sorry, it's a girl in flowers. Okay, and she would like
that's
to sell this
one.
Does watercolor. She know that she needs to make little placards that have her name and then
they'll take
let her know that
and
she does
the price
know. Yeah.
And everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she would like to sell that for girls in flowers.
This one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this one. Mm-hmm. Daughter Nature. That's mm-hmm. a cute name for $60. The second one, she believe it's about 17x21 with a mat, and it is called, it's a graphite and charcoal drawing of wolves, roses, and pearls.
There it is.
Okay. And it's a Native American lace and a sugar skull. That's all the stuff that's in there. It's called, she named it Native Beauty, mm-hmm. and she wants to sell that for $90. And then the third piece is a 9x12 with a mat, and it's mixed media of a blank face and hair, and the name's is called Windblown Hair. She's trying to sell that for $40. All of her artwork is original. You can see her Facebook website here, also on Instagram. Okay.
Well, she's no Sydney Snap.
So that's one submission. And how long is it that we were allowing these up? Was it 2 months?
Well, we have said a minimum of 1 month, but if they could stay longer unless we get other submissions.
Okay, but we do have two submissions.
Three.
Yes, right? Three actually, because we count the photographer. It's
Oh, yes.
Is he an emerging artist? Or she? Or?
It's okay. He.
He.
Now, is it
and
only
that's the one that's these four.
We never got any information on that. We just had pictures
on
of
on the back of your agenda.
Of the agenda.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's this one. Okay. All right. So he just has these two pieces that he submitted?
Four. Those two and those two.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know. They're in there.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Villani.
I thought it was
okay, let's do this. Villani.
I-L-L-A-N-I.
L-L-A-N-I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so he has four photography pieces that are all nicely matted and framed. They're very interesting.
I think there's five.
Oh, well, we only have four.
Is he a professional?
No, he's emerging.
More than five.
Six.
I'm thinking there's six.
No, there's
two
six.
On the back, two right here, six. And two right there.
Okay, we've missed two then.
Oh, on the back of Sydney's, these two.
Oh, these two. Oh, okay, gotcha. And this is Villani.
Okay, I would move a motion that we accept all three of these. I think they're all acceptable in content.
We haven't gone through Sydney's. Can we talk about Sydney's?
Sure.
And then we can approve them.
Easy.
Okay, so then we have Sydney's information, which is right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sydney. She's a senior at McNary. She's been taking art classes for 3 years. She's mostly self-taught. She's been looking for opportunities to display her work. She works mainly in watercolors and acrylics. She's trying to build her portfolio and sell a few pieces. She likes to do mountains and outdoor scenery, as well as human portraits. So the first one she has is called Winter Sky. It's a watercolor painting of a photo I took from the side of Snowy Mount Bachelor overlooking South Sister, Middle Sister, and Broken Top.
How much is this one?
She is looking to sell that for $70. It's currently framed.
Sydney, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I'm sure she will.
It's in my car right now.
Well, write a check, sister.
Sydney, after it's displayed, I'll buy it.
Okay, now Sydney only has 2 submissions. No, I'm kidding.
But I think this is Mount Cashier, yeah.
That would look great in your
cabin.
Your cabin and sister. And Sun River. She has a cabin in Sun River.
Sweet.
I liked it right off.
Okay. Next is a painting called Cerro Torre.
Yep.
It is a vibrant acrylic palette knife painting. She doesn't want to sell that one.
It's a good one.
That's really cool. And then she has a recreation of Claude Monet's painting, Lilac Irises. She's looking to sell this for $40.
Which one is?
That's the irises?
Yeah.
This one is the knife painting, the acrylic knife painting.
And then she has a watercolor called Duality.
That's that one.
For the fact that there are 2 separate panels, each with a different half of an animal skull. I see the animal skull there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's the lower jaw.
Yeah.
And she is looking to sell that for $70.
Wow.
Okay.
Like throwing out numbers.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
No, they're very, very well.
They're good, very, very Sydney. Good. I love them.
Okay, so Lori, you want to finish?
I would move a motion that we. I would put Sydney's up first, and the other. This was another McNary student. The what was her name?
Katana.
I would move that we put Sydney and Katana up for 30 days, and then after 30 days, we would move Volani into one of those spots.
Are you talking them up at the same time, or
could be both?
What?
Well, he's got 6. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a tough time getting 6.
Okay, so then let's do this. Let me amend that. So let's put Sydney and
Katana
up for let's put them up from now till the end of February. February's short month.
I think that they should have their own.
Yeah, they will. Each one will have their own box. Are you thinking give them?
So are you going to say one's going to be in the student and one's going to be in an emerging wall?
Yeah.
And one's a student wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, those are guidelines.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
They're both students and they're both
and
emerging.
And then Volani will put up beginning. We'll do
under.
March, April. We'll do March, April. And you think that he needs both walls?
I think, 6. 6 photographs.
I think that's fine. So that's my motion. So we put Sydney and Katana up for from now until the end of February, and then Volani will put up March and April.
Yeah, because his letter kind of implies that he might have more.
Right.
Great, we'll give him
but
space.
But he has to be limited to the space, though. And he can use both walls, right?
This was his window. So, because he's got to be approved by you before he can be hung.
Well, but if he's March, we meet again.
We meet March.
March 19th.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We could approve some more at that meeting.
That's true.
Well, these 6 are approved. There's
right.
Nothing.
Right.
Okay. That's my motion.
And I believe that it would be good for those to be up there before SCEF is being showcased.
Yes.
So they don't think it's part of the SCEF.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as soon as you can contact the artist, Sydney,
and
get them up.
Skeff uses
Do you know her?
I do.
Thomas.
Yeah. She's my...
Are these, ready to hang? I mean, they look like they're canvas. They'd probably be easy to hang.
I believe so.
Are they all in your car?
All of mine are, but 2 of them are not matted yet.
Okay.
I was going to do that after tonight.
So. You've got to get them matted, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sydney only has 4 to hang now. No, wait, 1, 2, 3 to hang now.
No, she's going to hang it. I'm going to buy it after.
Okay.
Oh, you're... Okay. Okay.
No, I want it displayed.
Try to get a bidding war.
But you put on there sold.
So we do have the process.
Maybe I want to buy it, Lori.
And all of that fun stuff.
What?
We still have to get them to sign contracts and...
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just approving you to do that.
But we're approving the artwork. Okay. So you motioned.
That we put up Sydney and Katana beginning now till the end of February. Contact Valani.
As soon as we can get the contract.
As soon as we can.
Okay. And so as far as like bringing the artwork in, Katana and I would...
We'll coordinate with
okay,
you.
Okay, cool.
Nate will probably email you.
So I second that.
Okay. Kim, second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay.
Sydney, I love the new picture.
I really like it too, Lori. It's fabulous. She needs to sign it for you. Is it signed?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It should be. And then I'll double check that. But.
Yeah, she'll need to sign it for you.
I love it. Don't you?
Nope.
That will look great at your cabin.
How big is it? I didn't even ask. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay, great. We can always find a spot for that. Yeah. Well, that was super fun.
That was awesome. Good job on recruiting artists. So if you know of any emerging or student artists, emerging can be anybody who just isn't, it's not like they're bread and butter or they don't sell lots of pieces. Maybe they've sold a few here and there to friends and family.
Keep your ears open.
Well, they're...
Absolutely.
Okay. And then other business. Do we have any other business? Nate?
You're up, Nate. That was fun.
Oh, I think we've covered everything with the RFP and the condition of the polls and stuff. I don't have any more.
And that's part of your staff liaison report as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless you want to hear about the BLI, HNA, and revitalization.
No, it's okay. We're going to pass on that.
Are you? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, student liaison report. Sydney, anything to share?
I believe that was pretty much it as far as...
Well, you did a fantastic job.
Are you going to be part of the McNary Show at KAA next month? KAA...
That's right across the street, right? I think I might be there, too. Yeah.
That's great. That's
that's good.
You guys, that is a terrific show. Every year we do it for McNary. They bring in 50 to, I think we've had as many as 77 pieces. We had to go to both. We had to go into the classroom because there were so many pieces. And I've bought pieces there, too. They're the artists are terrific.
They're really,
they're
really
wonderful.
Good.
And the kids love it. And you've got professional judges who judge the work. They get feedback to the students, and then the winning ones win ribbons, and then they get a lot of press for that. And Lyndon comes and puts press in the Kaiser Times. It's a good deal. Yep. It's really nice.
Awesome. Okay. Well, if we don't have anything else, we're adjourned, and the next meeting is March 19th.
Look at us.
And
look
just make sure you read through this RFP and email Nate and...